Okay, hello. Gambling has been one of the most prevalent issues in the new media world and has taken a particular website and platform by storm called Twitch, where online streamers are now promoting gambling to audiences. This has driven a ton of controversy and discussion around if gambling is bad for the website, if it's bad for the users, and what people should do about it. There are multiple top-tier broadcasters requesting that Twitch now remove gambling as a result of some recent news. We are going to dive into this subject, and I have seen so much misunderstanding around this. I've seen so many just weird arguments. We are going to dive down into this issue and really break down everything about it. And if you are interested in the future of new media and things like Twitch, this is something that you're going to want to watch, as this is going to be a huge issue on this website going forward. Before we begin, I am Devin Nash. I run an agency called Novo that I co-own with my business partner. We are an ad agency that connects brands and influencers together and does cool ad campaigns across multiple different platforms. So I'm obsessed with marketing, and I'm also obsessed with deep diving into information and getting the real answers, even if it takes a long time, authentically getting the real answers. And that is what you are here for. You are strapping in for a big video on gambling. So I think that the way that we need to break this down is we need to do it in three sections. So the first one is going to be, how did this come to be on Twitch, this gambling issue? And number two is going to be, what is it actually? Is it bad? If so, how? Because a lot of people say gambling bad, right? Or gambling good, but like nobody really like has any like data around it. And number three is concerns and further issues, okay? Which is just going to kind of address a lot of the misunderstandings and kind of miscommunication that I see around the subject. So let's begin with how this came to be, right? So how is it that gambling is so prominent on Twitch? And when I say prominent, I really mean that it is category 9 as of the time of this filming out of all the top categories. And just the way to think about it is it represents about 3% of total hours watched on Twitch as a whole, meaning that like you could consider 3% of the website is gambling. It's actually not that much, but that's just the slots category. There are other forms of gambling, obviously. And we are going to be addressing mostly luck-based gambling in this video. And I'll be addressing exactly what I'm personally advocating for. For those of you who don't know, I was a top 1% broadcaster on Twitch for years, and I actually took a step back from broadcasting in large part because of the direction of the website, but in major part because of the actual gambling issue. So I'm going to break down why I did that as well. But first, we need to understand what is happening on the website, and we're going to do this from as much of a data-driven perspective as possible. So the first thing to understand is that gambling... When we refer to gambling, online gambling websites have a problem advertising. So why is that? Well, there's a couple of reasons for that, okay? So one reason is because many countries outright just ban it. Another reason is because it's extremely expensive to advertise. We're going to break all this down. And another reason is you can't advertise practically anywhere to minors. So the traditional forms of advertising that online companies use are things like PPC, pay-per-click, which is like Google AdWords, basically spending money to run ads via Google or via Microsoft or any of the platforms that allow this. So it is, you are able to run ads via like Google AdWords, for example. We're just going to, right, basically you can run gambling ads on YouTube, but it's extremely expensive to do so. And actually the average CPM is $32.46. So CPM means for every 1,000 people that I'm hitting with that ad, that see that ad, it's going to cost me about $32, 32 and a half, okay? So just to give you kind of like a context on that, that's a gambling CPM, a gaming CPM. So if I want to run the same ads against gaming videos, for example, it's going to cost me about $3.09 for every single 1,000 people that see that. So that's a huge difference. It's actually really expensive to advertise via Google or you know any other system that, drives pay-per-click-driven content for like casino keywords. So the reason why that is relevant is because for every single business, there is what's called a CPA, which is a cost per acquisition. So how much does it cost my business to acquire a single user that is going to fund an account or spend money on my website? And there's also a lifetime value per user, which is how much money can I expect back from each user over the lifespan of this user. So for example, for mobile games, we would consider an absurdly high return to be something like $200 to $250 as a lifetime value per user, meaning that the average user that downloads a mobile game is going to spend $200 to $250 in the lifetime of their user cycle. So that's a crazy number, and that's why you can you see like stuff like Raid Shadow Legends, all these ads that are able to be everywhere, is because mobile games have an extremely high LTV. They make a ton of money off their users, so they can spend a lot. Their cost per acquisition could be quite high because they know that they can spend up to $200 potentially to get that user. So gambling also has a very high LTV, and in some cases it's higher. However, they because they're restricted in the way that they have to advertise towards categories, they are it's hard to do so. So like, for example, you can't advertise on anything that isn't marked 18 plus or can be argued can be advertised to minors, because there's a lot of things on YouTube. So you are segmented to advertising at a high CPM to specific categories where you may not want to be. And so for this reason, gambling websites don't have a lot of luck gambling. They do run pay-per-click ads, but don't have a lot of luck running advertising in the same way that you see traditional ads doing. So what do? They say, okay, well, it's extremely expensive to do this, and we're not really having a lot of luck with this. Where else can we go? Enter influencer marketing. So influencer marketing is one of the most effective ways at advertising. This is literally what our entire agency at Novo is built off of, is influencer marketing. All of our deals are influencer marketing based. We do very little PPC, we do some. But the influencer marketing is up to 11 times more effective than any kind of other advertising. I mean, people, you probably don't need, if you're on a Dev and Ash video, you probably don't need me to tell you why. And it would be kind of going into a whole thing as to why. But suffice to say that when you know, like, and trust an individual, you are going to pay attention to the things that they buy, the things that they use, and the things that they talk about, and you are more likely to buy something that they recommend, whether directly through an ad or indirectly, than you would someone else or even like a friend or things like that. There's tons of data on this. I've done multiple videos on this, so pay attention to that because that's going to be important much later. So gambling websites know that. They know that if you are going to talk about this as an influencer and you're going to go out to your audience, you're going to say, okay, hey, I'm gambling, or you're not even going to say it. You're just going to sit there and you're going to gamble. People are going to do it because you're doing it. People are impressionable. And so influencer marketing is the sort of logical extension as to where to advertise. But there's other reasons to do it as well. So if you look at the CPMs of something like gambling, and I want to target per hours watched, I want to target, like, let's say 20 million hours watched total to get that number of people interested in gambling, it's going to cost me a ton to do that if I'm paying Google to do it. But you've probably heard these articles of these influencers getting $1 million paychecks or multi-million dollars a month. Some of the top influencers on Twitch getting paid multi-million dollars a month. Those are all true. That's all happening. You have to understand that relative to the amount that they would pay for traditional advertising, that's actually a very small amount to get in front of those eyeballs. So it's a super effective way for gambling websites to advertise. However, the real reason is because influencer marketing has far less regulation and rules right now. Pretty much the only federally mandated rule for influencer marketing is you have to put hashtag ad if you're being sponsored. There are so many ways around marketing through influencers that Twitch became the way that it is now, with these top streamers being sponsored, because it's so easy for the gambling websites to circumvent the rules that they would otherwise have to pay attention to if they were going through someone like Google, who has to vet them. For example, every single gambling company that advertises via Google has to be pre-certified by Google to make sure they're legit. Whereas if you are Stake.com, for example, you could literally operate out of a shack somewhere in the who knows where, okay? And in doing so, you are also advertising to minors. We're going to talk about that on Twitch. We can talk about that in a minute. But in doing so, you basically circumvent all of the potential rules that would affect you because of how Twitch operates, which is what we're going to get into now, okay? So understanding the CPM and advertising restrictions is the key to understanding why this has taken off on Twitch in the way that it has. And once you understand that, we can start to actually get into the issues. So gambling websites have gone to influencer marketing because they have harder times doing so, like on traditional YouTube ads or things like that. So that starts the premise of like why this has gotten so big on Twitch. It's always about the money, right? So what is gambling actually, and like, is it bad? Okay, it is bad. on so many levels. You would be hard pressed to mount a legitimate argument for Twitch keeping gambling or for online gambling being a positive on the website in any way, just for how Twitch works. And for those of you that have been that are like really interested in this topic, I think this is going to be sort of the meat of this and the real issues here. So I'm going to establish a few premises as to why gambling is bad for the website and what's happening, and we're going to break them all down. So the first thing to understand is it's bad for advertisers and legitimate sponsors. It drains money from streamers and limits Twitch. Now, I start with this one out of the gate because I think this is the one that is the most misunderstood. Most people probably think that Twitch is raking in dough from these gambling websites, but that's not happening. So here's why. To understand this, you have to understand the difference between a system like YouTube and a system like Twitch and the way they do advertising. And to put that together in a very short explanation, YouTube is a segmented place, okay? So like if I look at, if we pull up like Paint and here, this is a video, okay? We're going to make it red because red YouTube video, okay? And then I pull up all of these potential ads, okay? Each one of these circles is a potential ad. Then the way that YouTube works is that it serves an ad to the relevant video, and other ones do not get served based on category. So, for example, if I made a video about finances and how to invest, and these were investing ads, these would get served to that video and the categories would link up. But these ones over here, which could be ads about anything else, could be ads about, you know, sound products or new keyboards or gaming mouse or whatever, okay? These do not get served because they're not considered relevant to that audience. So thus, there is a specific type of targeting that happens on YouTube. Why that's important to this topic is because let's say this is a gambling video and that all of these are different types of ads, but only this ad is a gambling ad. Only this ad would be served. All these other advertisers don't get served to that video, which is really important for what we're about to talk about, because Twitch doesn't work this way. Twitch is an entire website. This is Twitch, okay? There are tons of little streams inside of Twitch, but they're all inside of Twitch. And unlike YouTube, some are big or some are small, right? Unlike YouTube, if you run advertising, if you are an advertiser on Twitch, all of your advertisements get served across the platform, regardless of category. This is super important to understand because it is the basis as to why gambling is a huge problem on Twitch from an economic standpoint. Advertisers that are legitimate, by which I mean like people that are not in pornography, people that are not in weapons trading, people that are not in like the traditional historically limited ads, people that are running Fortune 500s or Arby's or freaking, you know, like any number of like considered family-friendly ads, which is the vast majority of companies, do not want to be associated with stuff that they consider to be high risk to their demographics. It should be obvious as to why, but if it's not, then if you're an advertiser and your customers are watching your ads, if they see back to back an ad for Arby's and then there's an ad for online gambling or something that's like really shady, right? That brings down the messaging and the and also can upset your demographic for that particular advertiser. And so advertisers do not like to be served ads against this kind of content because of those reasons. So what ends up happening is that the CPMs, the cost for running an ad on Twitch, they drive down because legitimate sponsors won't pay as much money to Twitch to get their ads shown there because they say, okay, these ads that I'm buying from you are worth less money. And my justification for that is you're serving them with alongside a bunch of other dog shit ads that about online casinos and stuff. This is upsetting my demographic. This is not my business. I don't want to be served against these ads. I'm going to either pay you less for them or I'm going to check out entirely. That in turn lowers the value that streamers get from the platform, because streamers are making ad revenue based on what Twitch manages to sell those ads for. So if Twitch can has to sell those ads for less because gambling sponsors are bringing down the entire quality of the website, which is what's happening, then everybody loses except for gambling streamers. And as we mentioned before, gambling only represents about 3% of Twitch. Okay, so there's a very small group of people that are benefiting a huge amount from this. So you can look at like the slots category, for example, here. Okay, and you can see the hours watched. And if you plug this in, you see that there's mainly like two or three broadcasters that are carrying this category, and those are really the people who are benefiting monetarily from this. I mean, there's one of them right here, where they're getting paid millions of dollars in cash value, but what they're doing is they're actually draining the actual CPM and the legitimate advertisers away from the website. So they're getting that money, and the rich are getting much, much richer, but every other broadcaster is actually being harmed from this. So I want you to understand this, because I think this is one of the biggest misunderstandings, and a lot of people that attack gambling may do so from an ethical or moral point of view, which I'm going to do as well. And that's fine. It's totally fine to come at that from that. But a lot of people don't realize this is actually bad for the website from a monetary and from a sponsorship standpoint. You could also just think about this practically. So if I am wanting to run a $5 to $10 million ad campaign on Twitch, for example, I just have like, you know, I'm an agency like ours, and our agency gets budget from brands to run advertising campaigns. So this happens all the time. We run hundreds of thousands, actually millions of dollars in advertising campaigns. And the way it works is a brand comes to us and says, hey, I've got X dollars. I want to run this campaign. I want it for this demographic, and I'm hoping for this kind of response and user expectations. Okay, cool. Well, is Twitch a good place to run that campaign? Well, if I believe that the most prominent stuff on the website is gambling stuff, then I may not recommend that my advertisers go through Twitch, because you're just going to get served an ad right against some gambling stream, and there's nothing you can do about it. And you as an advertiser may not be okay with that. So it is a problem for legitimate sponsors who want to come in, who want to like sponsor a streamer that's not even a gambling streamer, because the problem is that the ecosystem of Twitch is such that everybody is beholden to what everybody else does. That is the unfortunate truth of Twitch, that is really different from any other platform like YouTube or whatever, or Twitter or Instagram or whatever. Like the way that platform discovery on these other platforms works, like YouTube, is that as a YouTuber, you are your own island. Like you're like other people messing around on the website is not your problem, because ads are served specific to whatever category you're in. So it is your problem if you're you'll notice that like you'll hear a lot of complaints from people that are like, let's say people that are doing like weapons type stuff, like maybe they're talking about AR-15s or something, and they're shooting them, and they get demonetized all the time, right? That's their individual problem. But then somebody else that's doing business content doesn't feel that at all, because all of those ads are being served differently on YouTube. But that's not the case with Twitch. Twitch, the lowest common denominator, the person that is producing the worst content, affects all other advertisers because of how they have the backend set up. And once you understand that, you realize that there's very few people that are actually benefiting from gambling being on the website. There is some, right? Which is like the people that are in the gambling website, but everybody else is costing them. Furthermore, the actual money that Twitch makes off of these individual broadcasters is very little. They don't see a piece of steak. They don't take a percentage of that. And the amount of subscribers that those people get are no more than any other bigger broadcaster. And subscribers don't pay the bills for Twitch anyway, because the subscribers are a flat $5, $3.50 that Twitch takes out of that. And they can't make any more than that $3.50, even if there are like 50,000 subscribers, which is not a scalable business model. It's a decent source of monthly recurring revenue for them. Excuse me. Still getting over COVID, so a whole thing on this. It's a decent source of monthly recurring revenue, but it doesn't move the needle like ads do, where ads you can basically sell at a premium, and you can keep selling for greater and greater rates as long as you can justify it. So understanding this is fundamental to understanding the argument that gambling is bad on Twitch, because you start to realize that this is actually a bad deal for legitimate advertisers and sponsors and streamers, okay? And then it just gets worse from there. So now I'm going to give you some other stuff that's a little bit more subjective that I think is going to kind of clarify the issues. So the other thing it does is it attracts a worse user demographic to the site. Reason number two, what does that mean? Different people consume different things, okay? The person who is commenting on a Pornhub video is unlikely to be the same person who is commenting on a Devin Nash video. Over there, they do BBC. Over here, we do PPC, okay? It might be the same person. It might be, right? Like, there's going to be some crossover. But generally speaking, the demographic is different between those two websites. And like, if you're currently 20 minutes into a Devin Nash video, like, you probably watch Pornhub statistically also, but your likelihood to be interacting with both of those websites is going to be smaller, right? Hey, if you do, you're great. I got no problem with you. I'm just saying. There's different demographics for different places. The people that are watching Live Leak, the people that are watching World Star Hip Hop, the people that are watching YouTube finance channels versus YouTube soccer channels versus whatever is different types of content, okay? So what kind of people and what kind of demographic watch the sort of like gambling content? And again, this is a generalization, right? Like, there are going to be people that are sophisticated that watch this kind of content all over the place. And but generally speaking, this demographic engages less, is much more interested in things like drama and like, you know, and like low content type issues, entertainment that revolves around exploitation, things like that, right? Like we have tons of data on user demographics for gambling, and generally speaking, these are not users that are going to pay the same amount of money, respond the same way to ads, interact in the same way, or focus on what we would call quality content. So this is a much more subjective thing that's more difficult to measure. But it's for anybody that has spent a decent amount of time on Twitch over the past 3 to 4 years, this is super obvious. That objectively, the demographic of people that have been introduced to Twitch and the sort of new generation of Twitch viewers is worse than the ones before. And when I say worse, what I mean is that those users are much more drama focused, much more prone to cause trouble, much less likely to engage or buy something or to participate in content that is like iterative or thought provoking or educational. And this is why you see very little like educational oriented broadcasts on Twitch, or very little like people that are trying to make something that is like not just like degenerate content. Which brings me to number three, it drives down content on the website because it's lazy as hell and easy to do. So somebody sitting in front of a screen doing slots for like 20 hours is going to be, and then other streamers seeing that work, is going to discourage people who want to make like high production or like event-based content. And this is something that we should be concerned with, because the future of Twitch is going to be in good, well-produced content. It's not going to be this stuff. This stuff is going to drive down CPMs. It's going to drive down advertising. Eventually, if Twitch keeps this up, nobody will take the website seriously. And the only stuff that will be on this website is stuff like gambling, crypto scams, rug pulls, and things like that. This has happened to so many websites, and it can absolutely happen to Twitch as well. As the quality of the user base keeps going down, down, and down, people that are interested in legitimate pursuits like education or quality high produced content will go elsewhere to find it, and the website will just become a cesspool. This is basically what's happening with Twitch, is like the user base is getting worse and worse, and the content is getting worse and worse. So the people that consume that content are worse, and so on. This flywheel goes until everything is hosed. That is my huge concern for the platform, is that it's basically driving down the user base in this way. And then reason number four is it's objectively harmful to the user base. So this is actually the hardest one to argue, and is one that required a lot of research. I have posted several different studies in the description below that you can read. on the effects of gambling. And basically, if you look into this issue, I'm not going to go over those studies here because these videos are long enough. But if you look into this issue for what it is, there are so many problems across so many different spectrums with how gambling affects people. Just pulling up one example here, financial difficulties can lead to relationship problems, which is common. Gamblers experience a great deal of relationship distress. 96% reported that gambling has negative impacts on their relationships. Among problem gamblers, which is estimated to be about 3% of the United States, the gambling has negative impacts on their relationships. Separation, divorce are more common. You can go through this and again, like, I'll provide the resources for you to do your own research on this, and you should do your own research on this. About 6 to 9% of young people struggle with gambling compared to 1% of adults. This is really important for later because people argue that young audiences are not as affected by this. They absolutely are. They're more affected by this. And this has actually led to people signing, asking for petitions to see if people will pull advertising because of the harm that it's doing. So I will provide those resources. Suffice to say, for a sort of summary of this issue, that it is you would be hard-pressed to argue that gambling isn't damaging user bases. And what people, and we're going to address some of this in the concerns, because you're going to see people say, well, okay, well, what about like loot crates and things like that? To be very clear, like, we are talking about slot luck-based gambling that is causing these issues. And there are varying degrees of gray, that the shades of gray that come into play with those other issues. They're not innocuous, but it is what we're doing to promote gambling on Twitch right now is absolutely objectively harmful. I would encourage people to understand that Twitch's user base, okay, is about 75% ages 13 to 24. Now, the problem with Twitch is that Twitch requires users to be 13 years old, whereas regulated online gambling is only available in a few states. And in those states, gambling online is 21, except in Michigan, where it's 18. So the problem with Twitch saying that its user base is required to be 13 is that all that really asks for is signing up for an account, checking a box and saying, sure, I'm over the age of 13. And then from there, there's no system of vetting to see if those people are 13 or you're younger. But even in the age group of 13 to 18, a huge percentage of the user base of Twitch is this young audience. And the way that we have it blocked out is about 41% of Twitch is between 13 to 24. And about 32% is between 25 and 34. So about 41% of Twitch is between the ages of 13 and 24. But we only think, again, that could be younger. The Twitch doesn't collect data on people that are 13 or below. So we can't know if this is actually a greater number. It's almost certainly likely that there's 10% or more of Twitch is under the age of 13, like modestly. So then let's talk about this issue that a lot of people bring up, which is, well, okay, my particular audience my particular community is not those people. When I speak about Twitch as a user base, the user base and demographic of Twitch power users among top 1% streamers is pretty much the same across every broadcaster, almost without exception. And I did a video at one point and showed that over 30% of the audiences between top 1% Twitch streamers are crossover audiences. They're the same people, 3 in 10 users on every that watch XQC versus watching someone else like Mizkif or whoever. 30% of those users are the same users. Okay, you can see this because of like how insular Twitch feels to a power user. So it's just not true that people say like, oh, my audience is different. Like, it's not. Your audience is young people. Your audience is these kids. You still fall into this demographic. And unless somebody can show me the data that's not true, which I haven't seen yet, that's the case. So gambling is bad for the website. It's bad for advertisers. It attracts a worse group of people. It drives down content as a whole, and it really is harmful to the user base. So I want to be really clear what I'm personally advocating for. what I said, I'm giving up my platform on Twitch because I don't like the direction of the website. I don't agree with gambling. What I'm advocating for, before we go to concerns of further issues, I think what needs to happen is the full-scale ban of all luck-based, which is like slots, roulette, like type of stuff, gambling on the website, meaning the streamers are not allowed to do it, okay? And that if you are going to gamble, so that this doesn't include like poker, for example, which I think could be argued as like more skill-based and doesn't have the same, seem to have the same effects as the create problem gamblers. It does, like it does do it. And there's a discussion to be had about like, do we opt ban like all gambling? Now there's a lot of problems with that because like then you get into like stuff like sports betting, which is like prevalent in the UFC and all kinds of other places. You're not going to get rid of this problem, but you would save a lot of people the majority of harm by banning luck based gambling on Twitch as a whole. And then I think the next thing we should do is we should get into the concerns about this and kind of start talking through some of these issues. So first concern, right? Gambling isn't bad. Plus, my audience isn't kids. So we already stopped this one, right? Everybody knows that's not true. Gambling is bad. There's tons of studies that show that gambling is a massive problem, that it creates problem gamblers. It creates problems in relationships. Suicide rates go way up. There's so many endless problems and mental health issues about this. Your audience is kids, no matter who you are. You may have a higher propensity of adults, but the vast majority of Twitch are young users. And I also am linking some studies that show that young users are disproportionately affected by gambling and their families. So this concern should go out the window. Okay. Concern number two is if Twitch is losing money advertisers, why not fix it? The answer here is complicated, and we could fill up a whole video, and we're going to address it. But before we do that, hey, you are 32 minutes into a Devin Nash video. This is time for the secret call-out section. Congratulations. Thank you very much for being here for the entire video. If you have been here for the entire video and you're following along, let me know in the comment section. I just love seeing it. I love seeing people. You're here to say you're here, 32-minute mark. And yeah, I've got nothing really to say in this like short kind of call out. Just thanks for everybody that's on Patreon. There's 70 videos that, no, more than that now, like 80 videos. $5 a month to get access to all of them. And it's just about teaching things like more in-depth marketing business concepts that don't work on this channel. So that's kind of all I've got to shout out. Thanks for people that support that and want to subscribe to this. 32 minutes, you're in, you're doing this, and we're in the concerns section. If Twitch is losing money in advertisers, why not fix it, right? Well, Twitch is a massive bureaucracy, so it is so difficult for Twitch to push through any issue. And this is just based, like, it's so sad to say, but there are good people in Twitch that really want this issue changed. The executive leadership, just CBA, like they just, I don't know what they're doing. But all reports from the people that I talk to at Twitch and to the reporters that are talking to people at Twitch just show that they're just bouncing the idea around. They're not doing anything with it. It's been on the desk for months and months and months, and nothing's happening. It is my hope that with this this renewed sort of vigor that is around this issue, that Twitch will take a closer look at this issue and they will maybe start to act finally. But who knows, right? So why doesn't Twitch fix it? Because it's too bureaucratic and it's just a mess, okay? Let's talk about, concern number three. And this is a big one. What about hot tub streams or other crap on the website? Or even other gambling like loot crates, etc. Okay? So invariably when you bring up the argument that we should ban gambling, you'll get like 2 million comments that are like, what about hot tub streamers and other stuff that we don't like? So every issue that is on the website needs to be taken as its own individual issue. What we are talking about here is that the issue of gambling is bad and that we should address this issue. You want to be careful to avoid whataboutisms. So like, what about this? What about that? What about this, right? A website doesn't change for the better through just like listing all the issues out and then like just going through and fixing every single issue all at once. Like no business operates that way, right? We have to individually select for issues that are especially harmful. And then we have to drive those issues out, and then Through doing so, we raise the total quality of the website. We raise the tide rises every boat. But like, and then like, what's so dangerous about this stuff is like, as soon as someone's like, well, what about like hot tide? I got so many comments like this when I made a tweet thread about gambling and how we should ban it outright. I got so many people that are like, well, yeah, so you support like hot tub streams? Yeah, yeah, of course, because I don't think that they have remotely the same type of damage that they do to users. I don't think that the studies that come back on, let's say, the worst cases of porn addiction are not even close to the damage that gambling does. And the very fact that we are like waving the red herring and saying, hey, look over here about this, is we're diverting, we're circumventing from the issues that we should really be attacking, which is gambling is bad. And that is what we should address, and that's what we should fix, okay? There is tons of other crap on the website that I would not want on the website, okay? We can address all that stuff in turn, but stick to the issue. That's not what this is about, okay? And likewise, let's talk about individuals who gamble on Twitch versus the issue of gambling. This is another place where people get mixed up and people have a huge problem. It seems really difficult to parse this. So I'm going to, we're going to divert a little bit and we're going to talk about a really exciting issue, which is morals and ethics. Okay. So individuals who gamble on Twitch are people who are taking advantage of something that the system, the platform, is allowing them to do. If these individuals were to disappear or get banned, individuals would replace them almost instantly, doing the same thing. So it's for that reason that I don't typically go after individuals who are gambling on Twitch, and in some cases even support them. I have received a lot of criticism because I support Trainwrecks TV. He's a person who gambles slots on Twitch. And you might say, well, Devin, how can you advocate for the removal of gambling on Twitch, but you still fuck with this guy, right? And the answer to that is, for every individual, morally, right, you have to look at the totality of their work, actions, and beliefs as much as possible, and then make an individual assessment on that person's quality, okay? So do I condemn, just a quick note on Trainwrecks here, right? Because I get hundreds of messages about this. Do I condemn Trainwrecks for gambling? Yes, I do. Yeah, and he knows that, and we're still friends. Do I wish that he didn't do it? Yeah, right? Do I think that gambling should be off the website? Yes. Do I appreciate the hundreds of thousands of dollars, the amount of setting up a mental health community within his community to support people that have trouble, the constant messaging that says, do not gamble, this is going to ruin your life, and the serious messaging, and the insistence on using his own money when several instances have occurred where Stake has said, hey, we'll just pay for this and you can just run it, right? I appreciate that a lot. And so from that, I look at the person and I make my own individual moral assessment of that person's quality. And in Train's case, I think he's a real one. I think he's an OG, and I support him. So you may disagree with that, but the problem is that morality is not a black and white system. Like all of the people that are arguing that like, oh, someone like we should attack the individuals who gamble on Twitch, like they themselves are gray moral characters. If nothing else, their sin is sloth. They do nothing, right? And none of them have actually put something in the on the line. None of them have actually put real money on the line or really lost. And this issue pisses me off because I, making $15,000 a month off of Twitch, stepped off the platform because I didn't like where it was going. But then I did this. You know what? I did something else. I never accepted a single dollar of gambling-based revenue through my company. And that cost me millions of dollars in revenue. I have personally lost because of the position I have taken. I have never made a single dollar or pushed a single dollar from any gambling-based shit because I stand by these beliefs. And so it is frustrating that people come at me and they say, oh, we think that your opinion doesn't matter or is disqualified because you support a particular individual for the actions that they do outside of gambling versus I'm actually a person that has lost as a result of my direct decisions and my direct moral position that I do not run any kind of gambling-based stuff, right? We run tons of deals through Novo. I cannot tell you how many times I have gotten offers to put gambling-based stuff on YouTube videos for 30-second ad runs, pitch a monthly sponsorship to a broadcaster on negotiating on their behalf. I could have raked in tens of that, probably hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars from this, and I don't do it because I'm standing by my beliefs. The same reason I'm not streaming on Twitch this day I'm not streaming on Twitch. So when you look at somebody like a Trainwreck, you have to look at the entire totality of their work. Is he doing some bad? Yes, he is. But is he also doing a great deal of good? Yes. And this is, I don't understand what, maybe some people can post this in the comment section of why this is. But whenever I stand for like a particular individual and I make that moral assessment on my own, people just put this like black and white tag on the issue. Like but nothing in life is like that. No morality is like that. It's just shades of gray, right? You might have a friend who is an alcoholic and is destroying the lives and the lives of their family, but volunteers every weekend for some kind of charity and really tries to live a good life. Now, does that person excused for their actions? No, that doesn't excuse it, but that's not how morality works. The way morality works is as a total system. All of us are morally and shady and gray people. All of us are people that have done wrong and will continue to do wrong against other people, some more than others. And a lot of you that would be in the same position as Trainwreck would never give back to the degree that he does. And furthermore, you champion many of these broadcasters who would criticize him, yet they have not given a single dollar to charity, have not raised a single dollar for any kind of initiative, and don't do any work, and you have no idea what's actually going on the back end. This is one of the reasons why Train is such a scary person to mess with, because like in the agency world, right, if I hear about some drama, I'm bound by professionalism to not make videos about it or to say anything about it. But Train's not like that, right? So like if he thinks that somebody's coming at him, he's got a lot of the dirt on the top tier streamers. And believe me, those people have real skeletons in their closet. You don't see a lot of this. You don't see a lot of what really goes on behind the scenes and a lot of that. So I think that this focus on individuals where we're saying Trainwreck or Rosh or even Aiden Ross or whoever, right? People that I have made this same moral judgment for those people. And I don't come to the conclusion that I came to with Train, right? For some of those people, I have a real moral problem with them doing what they do in general, because some of them are also doing crypto rug pull scams, and some of them are also doing stuff where they're actively damaging their audience in tons of different ways. I don't like that. So you have to also make that moral assessment, but make sure you do it with as much information as you possibly can. Don't just look at one person and say, oh, this person is bad because they do this one bad action, right? Whereas you would not, like, if that person was, like, part of your family or part of your friend group or whatever, like, you would give that person the benefit of the doubt of that totality, but you won't do it for these individuals. And you will do it for people that you don't even know, the top 1% of streamers that you think are squeaky clean because they just are very good at hiding it, but you have no idea what the actual truth is, okay? So that is my rant about individuals. We need to focus on the issue. The issue of gambling on a platform level is something that we can all agree is a negative, and that if it gets removed, it's going to be a positive for the platform, okay? So I think that we need to, like, we're missing the forest through the trees on when we start attacking individuals and when we start saying, like, oh, well, like, what about all these other issues on the website? And these are things that we need to get rid of so that we can focus on this issue of talking with Twitch and continuing this dialogue. So look, there are some things that come out of this that making these individual moral judgments. And you look at someone like the latest news that as of the time of this recording, right, it was revealed that a high tier broadcaster named Slicker was scamming multiple people as a result of a gambling addiction. And you know, it's my opinion that person should be banned from the platform, full stop. They also tried to scam me, but I play way too much EVE Online and I didn't fall for it. So I think there are some individual assessments you have to make for every individual, and ultimately, like, you if a person has thought through their moral system and the totality of someone's work and come to a conclusion, if the supporting evidence is pretty good, you may disagree, but you have to respect it, right? It's just a position they take. But what bothers me is the people that don't do the work. Okay, so all that aside, right, we've looked at this issue in depth here now in like a 45-minute video, and like we can see that it's driving away legitimate sponsors and advertisers. It's attracting a worse demographic to the website, and it's driving down content on the website as a whole. And it's harmful. It's harmful to the user base. So from there, what do we do? Well, we've got to keep this conversation going. There is currently an initiative of top broadcasters that's going by that's saying that they may take a week off sometime in December if Twitch doesn't ban gambling outright. That would be really cool if that actually happens. I don't know if it actually will. But that would be really neat if it did. So I'm going to be continuing to advocate for that and to talk to big streamers to try to get that done. And moreover, like what you could do is watch videos like this, stay involved in the discourse, and honestly, I mean, like when it really comes down to it, I don't think that, and like whether you watch like somebody gamble, unfortunately, I just don't think is enough. Like I don't like these like boycott type of things are not really going to move the needle, because just for every viewer that doesn't do that, there'll be some, it's kind of like the vegan problem, like where like for everyone that doesn't eat a chicken, you know, I'll eat three, right? So like, I think along the same vein, like just not watching those streams is not enough. You really have to hit the advertisers. You have to hit Amazon and Twitch, and doing that means like sending, if you really care about this issue, like sending messages to advertisers, sending messages to Twitch, getting people together to do things like petitions and things like that to show that this is a real problem, and getting advertisers. Advertisers will pull out on their own, believe me. One of the big reasons why advertisers don't do it, like why you don't see more of it happening, is like these advertisers are, they have agencies, and the advertisers aren't even aware until an issue like this like hits like Bloomberg or hits like Business Week, like this kind of thing where everything blows up and everyone's talking about it. This is great. Like these are the kind of things we want to have happen, because what will happen is like Bloomberg will do an article about it, and then somebody that is like, hey, isn't like $5 million of our budget going to Twitch and they're running this gambling stuff? What the hell? They'll make a phone call, and then somebody in sales at Twitch will be like, oh shit. And that's what we need. We need that to actually make this change, is that Twitch has to see advertisers continue to pull out, legitimate sponsors continue to pull out, to see their CPMs drop, see that it's hurting streamers, and then they'll just do the math on their own. Like, we don't need to convince them. Like, once the advertisers know that this is happening, then the problem will solve itself, believe me, because it doesn't make any business sense to do. Like, it's driving down CPMs, and it's hurting the website as a whole for only 3% of the total hours watched. So this is something that will be fixed through dialogue, through discussion, and through just further communicating with Twitch and with advertisers. And if you are an individual that cares about this, what you can do is you can go message advertisers that you see advertising on Twitch, that you see, you saw run an ad, and say, hey, I'm concerned about this issue. Can you, like, let's say that you, it's not hard to find who's advertising on Twitch. Just go watch any stream without ad block and you'll get 90 ads, okay? Go take a, it might be some insurance company, send them off a message and say, hey, saw your advertising on Twitch. I'm concerned about Twitch's approach to online gambling. Did you know your ads are being served against online? Twitch is going to kill me for telling you that. But if it's your belief, right? Like, I can certainly say that I have personally diverted hundreds of thousands of dollars from Twitch because I've had that, a company has come to me and said, hey, like, we want to advertise on Twitch. And I said, great, like, okay, like, you should know that, like, these are the kind of things that you're advertising against. They say, okay, cool, let's put our budget into YouTube instead, right? I've had that conversation. I could do that on an agency level. You could do that on an individual level, seeing an ad and saying, hey, as a customer, this concerns me. Could you talk to the people that are your PM or your AM at Twitch and say, hey, I'm not really comfortable seeing these ads? You are their demographic, right? Like, you are the one responding to their ads, and they will pay attention. It doesn't take that much. It takes, like a couple of those to really make a difference, okay? So I hope that you've taken a more holistic view of what gambling is and why it's so damaging to the website as a result of this. And I really do appreciate you staying for this entire video. I know these are very long, but these are often issues that require a lot of nuance. And for people that are very interested in these kind of topics, you deserve to have an explanation that is as well researched and thought out as at least I can provide, for whatever that's worth. I really worked hard on this, and I just appreciate your support. You don't need to ever pay me anything. Just subscribe to the channel and come back for more if you like this kind of stuff. And leave me a message or a comment if you thought that this was useful to you. So thank you for watching. Sincerely, thank you. And I hope that you join me in continuing to stand against this issue and to not allow this to pass
and continue to do damage to our youth and to people that are watching on an otherwise great website. Thanks, everybody. Bye.